Now, news story I just saw today, I don't know if you saw it, it was on the AP. This guy went in for a job interview, and one of the questions he was asked is, what's your Facebook login and password? And both in private industry and the public sector, this has been asked of applicants. Is that fair?
I think it's ridiculous.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think it's a little overreaching by for a company to think that they have that much power. And if they have questions about that individual, you know, where they feel like they need to ask, you know, for their login information, maybe they shouldn't hire them.
Sure. I mean, the other thing, you know, a couple months back, there was a company that's now keeping a database on everything that you've ever said or done on social media, so employers have access to that. I mean, do you guys feel that that's fair? I mean, as far as in, you know, the process of making a judgment on to hire or not to hire somebody?
I absolutely, we use Facebook. You know, when you interview somebody, they're going to, anybody can come in and act well for an hour.
Sure, they're going to put their best foot forward.
No, I can't do it. No.
But then you bring them in for that second interview, and really what you're doing, I mean, here I am telling hiring practices, but, you know, you're looking for consistency, right? You're trying to
sure.
see if that person that you saw in that first interview is the same person in the second, and then you really can start to find out if it's that same person if you start to look at the social media, look at the post and the content.
Right, but just because somebody's out there having a good time, you know, you see them with cocktails, doesn't mean that they're, you know, going to be bad on the job.
True.
You know,
but some organizations, yeah. You know, I can think of certain local organizations that really would frown upon that. But you have to ask yourself, is that an organization that I would work for anyway?
Sure.
That's true.
Right.
Sure.
I blur out all my drinks in my hands when I'm out in public. So, you know, pretend it's Coca-Cola.
Now, we're talking about ROI. How exactly do you measure that in social media?
By ROI, you mean return on investment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. For many, it's the age-old question. And the retort on that, if we go into retort or conversational analysis, is what's the ROI on having a telephone?
Well, you get to talk to somebody.
See, there you go.
And if I'm lonely, I like to talk to somebody.
You pick up the phone. I know those 2 o'clock phone calls. I'm lonely again. It's me. I'm lonely again. So, yeah, there's a, you know, what else do you not measure the ROI on?
Well, I think, you know, from a social media perspective, when you're talking on business, people want to know if they're putting efforts into it, whether on a cash basis or, you know, manpowers, you know, they want to know what they're getting for that.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
You would,
but
yes.
But how do you put a price on engagement and brand awareness and customer service? I mean, do you put prices on those normally? I mean, that's what social media is. It's having
sure.
a connection with your...
But if I'm going out there, you know, using the search engines or pay-per-click, I know that if I spend X amount of dollars, I'm getting this back. So, you know, it seems like, you know, folks want to be able to measure that stuff and know that, you know, the time and money is being utilized properly.
If it exists, it can be measured. If it doesn't exist, it can't, period. So people that say it's impossible, it may be challenging to measure ROI, mm-hmm. but you certainly can do that. And
sure.
One of the smartest comments I heard was from this very smart person who happens to be in the room right now. But whenever somebody says something like, Twitter is stupid, change Twitter and insert the words, talking to my customers, and see if that sounds like
sure.
a sane statement. And really, that's it. What is the ROI of not talking to your customers?
Right.
You won't have any customers.
Sure.
You have to talk to your customers, and social media is the most efficient way to do that.
Paul was quoting me.
I know.
You listened, didn't you?
Listen.
My
goodness.
You kidding
me? You're like the social media... I don't want to use any of those descriptive words. Social media encyclopedia.
No, you know, it's weird that I was actually surprised, Paul, when you called me to say, hey, let's talk about social media, because, yeah, I have seen a lot of, I don't know if you guys have experienced this too, burnout. Mm-hmm. And it relates exactly to that ROI question where people will be, you know, once again, I'm really hot on this for 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And they don't see that big immediate payoff, not sure. realizing that it's a long-term investment as opposed to a short-term investment in time and resources.
Right.
They're like, you know what, we tried
consistent.
That for a few months and it didn't work, so we dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
So I do kind of see that burnout part of the component as well.
I do as well. Yeah, they do mm-hmm. it for about 3 months mm-hmm. and don't see, you know, any transactions or anything like that. And they just drop off. And the others don't. I mean, others get it.
Sure.
You know, they, but there's
some... Well, you think some of that maybe has to do with now it seems like there's so many places to be. I mean, it used to be Facebook and Twitter. Now you've got Pinterest. Now you've got Instagram. Flickr, obviously, has been around for a while. But there's a lot of platforms, and how do you pick and choose? You know, you can't always tell, you know, this is going to be a big thing or this is... You know, not so much, not going to work out.
It depends on the industry, too, where you take them.
Sure.
You know.
Some of them are, you know, maybe a little bit more specific to something, you know.
Visually, you know, if they have products that are like a photographer or a wedding planner.
Sure.
Pinterest is great, you
right.
know. So you need to have that conversation with them. What are your product services and... You know, how best could, what platform could they be?
Well, Pinterest, you know, kind of just, it's been around for a few years, but it really, really took off over the last couple months. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? What's the attraction to this?
Pinterest. Just another social media site that I don't have time for at right. this point.
Right.
Pinterest.
I think it, just the visual aspect of it. Facebook, the most engaging posts are... the photos and
sure.
videos.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that fact, I mean, Pinterest, that's what they do, photos
right.
and videos.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the engagement's going to be pretty high on there. but any business can really leverage it,
sure.
I feel.